to participate in this beautiful program we have in the temple. You may not be able to see the big transformation within you externally, but Prabhupada made it very clear in his purport. When we participate in this kind of program, our subtle body is changing. We cannot see the subtle body. At the moment of death, everything will be evident. Consciousness changes, so that is very important. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Jana Vallabha Giri Vardhari. Yashodanandana Braja Janarandana. Yashodanandana Braja Janarandana. Yashodanandana Braja Janarandana. Yashodanandana Braja Janarandana.
Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Guru Deva. अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की स्कंद बीवीटी फाउंडर आचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत गरी वैष्णव बिंद की जय नवाचार्य शिलोदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त बिंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन मथुर धाम की जय मायापुर नवदी धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय अलाचवनी रमणीति धाम की जय गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय श्रीमद भागवतम क्लास की जय शिल प्रभुपाद गुरु पूजा की जय श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर कृष्ण बलराम गोणिताय शुभ दर्शनार्थी की जय समवेत वैष्णविंद की जय निताय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्रील प्रभुपाद No, it should work, everything should work. Maybe it will come back. Technology. So today we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 13th chapter, entitled by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada as Dhritarashtra Quits Home. And today our text is 38. So, in order to see Krishna in every pages of Bhagavatam, we need the mercy of Bhagavan Vasudev who can purify our consciousness. That's why we chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We don't just chant Om Namo Bhagavate Krishna. It's a significant manifestation of each Bhagavan. So please fold your hand nicely and evoke the mercy of Bhagavan Vasudev, who originally actually is Nanda Maharaj's cowshed where Garga Muni gave the name Vasudev first. And that's the beautiful form of Devi Krishna, and his feet is sticking out, and Gargacharya gave the name. He said his name is Vasudev. This is the origin. And he actually can purify our consciousness. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaiva Satin Vyasam Sato Jayam Nidhiyai Nasta Praesu Avadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishkiki. Thank you. So today's verse 38. The word-to-word meaning, so when we recite the verse, we can get benefit. Sometimes great Vaishnavas or Guru, we also address as a Bhagavan. But there are two types of Bhagavan. We have to be very careful. Because when some of the disciples address Prabhupada as a Bhagavan, Actually, Prabhupada threw them out of ISKCON. But they are great souls. But Prabhupada threw them out in a sense, he wanted to establish the point. But today's verse, we will see that there is a Narad Muni's address as Bhagavan. So Guru can be also Bhagavan? Yes. But that is called Ashray Bhagavan. One is Vishay Bhagavan, one is Ashray Bhagavan. Krishna is Vishay Bhagavan, he is an enjoyer of all. And Guru is Ashray Bhagavan because he also has a six beautiful quality we'll discuss. So while you recite, you can just be there with the Pandavas to welcome Narad Muni who is coming. This is very important, it is applicable to us. Actually all these verses are applicable to us because when we receive devotees, I'm a guilty of that too. Sometimes if I didn't like a devotee I saw in the mall 30 years back, I would go other side so I don't have to talk to that person. It's a horrible thing. So this is exactly opposite what we learned today, that we should always feel welcome to the devotees. And Krishna, it makes Krishna very happy. So, atha, thereafter, Ajagama arrived, Bhagavan, the godly personality, Narada, Narad Muni, Saha Tumburu, along with the Tumburu, musical instrument. Prati Uthaya, this is the key point. You have to get up when you want to receive someone. You have to show that you are actually happy to see that devotee. And how do you express that you are happy? Abhivaidya, the next word, means you, vaidya means also the noise. Vaidya, like midanga, kartal. Hare Krishna, Radha Sam Sundar, Gornitai, Krishna Balaram, I am here. Generally, I hope everybody read that in Nectar Devotion. When you enter into the temple, you knock the door or ring the bell. Not that Krishna needs your attention. Krishna wants to give you mercy, and maybe it is good that, thank you. And Abhivaidya means he also pay obeisances like this. And then last word are, aha, said, saw Anuja along with the younger brothers. In other words, like if you are the elder brother, you teach also the younger to learn how to receive Vaishnavas. Abhara chayan does while receiving a proper mood. So that's also needed, the mood. And Munim, the sage. Okay. Atha aja gama bhagavan narada sahatumburu prathathaya abhivaddha sa anuja abharchayan munim atha ajagama bhagavan narada sahatumburu pratyuthaya vivaddha sa anuja bharchayan munim. Atha ajagama bhagavan narada sahatumburu prati uttaya vivaddha sanuja bhacharan. Atha ajagama bhagavan narada sahatumburu pratyuttaya vivaddha sanuja bhacchan munim. Mothers, atha ajagama bhagavan narada sahatumburu. The translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and the purport also. Translation. While Sanjaya was thus speaking, Shri Narada, the powerful devotee of the Lord, appeared on the scene carrying his tumburu. Is there an English word of tumburu? No, probably not. Tumburu. Veena is like a, and then flat on top. Tumburu is like a big pot and the string comes. Narada can play all, both of them. Maharaj Yudhishthir and his brothers received him properly by getting up from their seats and offering obeisances. This is wonderful. If we can really adopt this in our life, half of our problem in life is over. Because those who are initiated, their maximum problem is coming from the Vaishnava etiquette. It's so subtle. Literally, karma means separate endeavor. That we give up. When we take Guru's instruction, we adopt. So what the suffering coming? Because of disrespecting to the other Vaishnavas. Very careful. So we'll break the purport and discuss details. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasa Ginanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurude Sri Chaitanya Manoviskam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvescha Kripasindubhaye Vacha Paditanam Pavanibho Vaishnavibho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. With the blessing of all the Vaishnava and Vaishnavis, and seniors and well-wishers, I would like to read Srila Prabhupada's purport and discuss a little more. So Srila Prabhupada's purport. Devarshi Narada is described herein as Bhagavan due to his being the most confidential devotee of the Lord. The Lord and his very confidential devotees are treated on the same level by those who are actually engaged in the loving service of the Lord. I remember in Delhi there was one Karma Mishra Bhakta. He has a devotion, but he entertained the sadhus also to get blessings for his material benefit. Karma Mishra Bhakta, everybody knows, no? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, you know the goal of life, but you still want to enjoy the sense gratification. These are called Karma Mishra Bhakta. And Prabhupada says, Jnana Mishra Bhakta means, you know the goal of life, but you still like to speculate, give your own opinion, no reference. These are called Jnana Mishra. So he made a huge gold, solid gold singhasan for Prabhupada to sit. It was like a real luxury. I mean, people just came just to see the real solid gold asan for Prabhupada. So Prabhupada appreciated that his endeavor. He said, it is not for me, but I'm accepting this. I'll sit on it. I'm accepting this on behalf of Lord Krishna. This is good. That's how you serve the sadhus. Sadhus are not enjoying those, but they're accepting this and offering to Krishna. So here Narada addresses Bhagavan, and there is a beautiful verse. Maybe you all heard it, or maybe not. You can memorize in case. It is says in Gauriya Kantaha, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, very nicely, that every disciple, when you get up in the morning, you pay obeisances to your guru first. Yeah? Five things you do, Maya will not touch, Prabhupada said. He didn't say five things. I counted five things. He said, if you do this in the morning. So you pay obeisances. And this is the verse he says, Vyakti Vidyan Avidyan. You can literally memorize those verses. Vyakti Vidyan, Vidya means knowledge, we chant. Avidya means ignorance. Vyakti Vidyan Avidyanscha Bhutanam. Bhutanam means the people in general. Agatim Gatim. So, person who knows that he has a complete knowledge about sambandha gyan, relationship, and he also knows the ignorance part, and he knows the ultimate goal. Also he knows if the disciple or a person I am with don't accept this, where he is going to go. Utpatti pralaya chaiva. When the love of Godhead will arise in your heart, and if you commit offense, how it will actually destroy, instead of like going forward, backward. Chaiva sabachi Bhagavan iti. One who knows these six topics thoroughly, he is called guru or senior sage, sadhu. So when we pay obeisances to our guru, we should always immediately reflect, just like chanting Hare Krishna, if we are not aware of the glory of Hare Krishna, it will never become pure name. Impossible. Bhaktivinoda Thakur very heavily repeated this. We have to be fully aware of the glories of holy name. Then the holy name is not a form only, substance. Similarly, when we pay obeisances to Guru, we have to be fully aware, otherwise we will be identifying with the body. And when we arrive in the spiritual world, we may be disappointed. Because the form of Guru is not what we see here. There is the substance has its own color, there's difference. Guru is a pure Krishna conscious person. It's not like Indian sannyasi or American sannyasi or an American senior devotee, not like that. Yes, that form is there. Form is important. We are not dismissing. But what is coming through the form is more important. The substance. What he practices or she practices, because nowadays in ISKCON also we have maybe mother guru. What he or she, that pure soul, practices and exhibit the attitude. How do you know when somebody has what they have realization? Look at their attitude. Look at their characters. These are the substance. Follow? We are looking for the purity. It is not just the form. So six things. One is Vidwan, one who knows Krishna, one who knows the material nature, one who knows the living entity and their relationship. Sixth question. The relationship between the Lord and the soul, soul to the material nature to Krishna. This six-way question. One who understands completely, he is called Vidwan. When Prabhupada was asked, so here is applicable for Narad Muni, but we also see Prabhupada's life. We can see that all six qualities are visible in Prabhupada. When he was asked by one of his disciples, Akshayananda Prabhu, or Swami, I'm not sure at that time, he asked Prabhupada about why did he pick up Krishna consciousness name. Why not God Consciousness or International Society for Vaishnava or something? Then Prabhupada quoted Rupa Goswami Pad's beautiful verse, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati Priyatam Judhi Kato Pulabhate. How rare this Krishna Bhakti. If you find any source, you should be greedy and purchase it by, at any cost. And Prabhupada gave a whole description how important this Krishna consciousness. So this is called Vidwan. And he explained, just like we all want to be merciful. Who do you become first merciful? Who you become merciful? First you become merciful to yourself. In fifth canto Prabhupada said, Jarabharat, he was merciful to the deer. But was he merciful to himself? No. We generally sometimes forget. Our spiritual life first, then you distribute to others. Jarabharat was very compassionate to the deer, but he forgot his own practice. As a result, two more life. Would you like to come back again, two, three more life here? Maybe, I mean, I don't know. But I don't want to. I don't have any desire. So Prabhupada in the purport writes, every preacher must remember, they should be compassionate to themselves first. Be prepared yourself. Mahaprabhu did not say you distribute Krishna consciousness outside before you practice yourself. Say, janma sarthakari kara para upakar. So many verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nachaga bhakta sange kara sankirtan. Krishna nami upadeshi tara sarvajan. First you practice, become yourself perfect, then distribute also. So we have to do both, achar and prachar. So this is called vidwan, avidwan. If you read fifth chapter, fifth canto of Bhagavatam, you will see that everybody in Alachua or Gainesville, beside the devotees, which hell they are going. You can literally draw a map. I did one time. I didn't point the people, I was not trying to judge, but it scared me, especially 26th chapter. Everybody eating hot dog, doing this, that, it's like a no connection with Krishna. It's scary. Now you may not like it, but does it matter? No, the reality will still strike. Consciousness flows in our body. How? How consciousness flows in our body? Where the blood goes. I have a hair. If somebody touch my hair that is not connected with the skin, I may not feel it. You follow? Or you cut the hair or nail, you smash it, shoot it, whatever, it does not affect me. But if something touching my skin where the blood flows, I feel. You know, you ants on your toes or somewhere, you don't even look at it, your hand automatically goes there. Why? Because consciousness flows, carried by the blood. Ahara suddha satta suddha satta suddha dhruva smiti smiti labdhi sarva garunti nam moksha labdha. Our eating, what information coming through the ear, what kind of food we are putting inside the body, what kind of behavior, everything affecting our consciousness. You cannot escape from it. There is no way. follow? That's why we take a vow, never eat anything that is not offered. Because it purifies. Ahara suddha, satta suddha. Then your existence becomes pure. Satta suddha, when your satta becomes pure, then what happens? Dhruva smriti. All of a sudden, you memorize spiritual life. You hear something today, after 10 years you memorize. Oh, consciousness flows within the body, wherever the blood is going. Oh, wow. And if I eat some garbage, it is also going garbage inside. And you wonder, like sometimes you feel like not feeling good. Why? Because your consciousness is thinking, willing, feeling, filtering through the mind. So it is very important that we have to be fully aware. Krishna consciousness means we are seeking happiness, ultimate happiness, in a consciousness level. Not unconscious. Unconscious, there are big billion people's followers also. I can say some name, I generally don't. Like Buddhism. Their happiness, they are drawing from unconscious state. You follow? Samadhi. Deep sleep. This is their conception. You go to deep sleep. Yeah, it was good when I woke up. How did you know it was good? You are not even aware you are dead or alive at that time, deep sleep. You follow? Only after you woke up, you say, oh, it was good. But during the deep sleep, you have no idea. So this is called unconsciousness. There are many religions, actually. I was analytically like researching with some people, face to face and talking. We don't like to mention those names, but it's scary. The world is like divided into two. They draw their happiness from unconscious state or conscious state. Krishna consciousness is full-fledged conscious state. That's what spiritual world is. Okay, the third one is bhutanam. Bhutanam means you see every connection, how the material world, for an example, where is Golok Vrindavan? Where is Golok Vrindavan? Anybody help me? Very good, thank you. Topmost planet above Vaikuntha or the pinnacle or whatever, summit. But actually, Golok Vrindavan in Chaitanya Chaitamita Adi Lila chapter 5, text 8, it says, Sarvaga Ananta Bhivu, Krishna Tanu Saman. Upari Adha Bepiyache Ananta Oshima. Golok Vrindavan is everywhere. Golok Vrindavan is the biggest. It's immeasurable. Ananta means unlimited. Within Golok Vrindavan, just like, for an example, say, you have your house. Within the house is like Golok Vrindavan. Of course, it is unlimited, but just to establish that example. And within house, you have a few bedrooms, these are like Vaikuntha. Just imagine that. But the door is not accessible to Golok, you follow? Just whoever in that room, they only sleep there. That is also unlimited, but just to give an idea. And what is the material world? Dungeon. You know dungeon? Nowadays you don't have. Actually some houses still has a, like underground parking. Huh?
Basement.
But it's a dark. Just imagine the dark. There is one Mataji named Durga Devi. She is with the trident and her husband is also there at the gate or something like that, at the gate. Actually it is the gate. Kailas Dham is the gate. And nobody gets out of that dungeon. When they get qualified, they just come out of there. Just open the door, you are in the Golok Vrindavan. So Golok Vrindavan is actually everywhere. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all the Acharya, they write, Jedina grihe goloko, no, Jedina grihe bhajana dekhi, grihete goloko bhaya. That the day we see that our attitude, our dedication is aligned with the devotional principle, Golok Vrindavan manifests in the house. How? You follow? It's a dungeon, it's the same house, but nobody has access. Golok Vrindavan will manifest in your house. When? When your attitude become very devotional. Shuddha Satya is everywhere. Pure goodness is everywhere. But part of the pure goodness, like a dungeon, is like a three modes creation. So we always should think like this. Just like Dwarka, I was just reading the other day in the class, we were giving Zoom class. They said the Krishna's dynasty, they all left, they all got killed each other. He said yes and no. Actually, eternal associate, they never get killed. They never went to Prabhas. They are in Dwarka. Is it the Dwarka in India? I said no, Dwarka is invisible to three modes. Everybody understand three modes? Yes? No? What is your name? Sean, right?
Sean.
Do you know how I see you? Your body is made of ignorance. Don't take it personally. This is, I'm repeating Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, I understand that.
Okay. Your body, my body, made of ignorance. There's three modes. My eyes, to see you, it's a creation of Rajagun, passion. Rajagun create the senses. And object of the senses are made of Tamagun. Everybody is with me? And the perception to see that he is a man or a human being, this is Sattagun. Light is also a product of Sattagun. Perception is Sattagun. So these three modes is playing. Now if I have an attitude coming from the soul, not from three modes, the soul produces the character, attitude, consciousness, thinking, willing, feeling. But when it filters, it creates problem. Now if I have an attitude, well, you are in the temple, you belong to Krishna, you are a soul, and how can I remind you of Krishna? How can I serve you in order to come closer to Guru Krishna? Then it is devotional attitude. That time you are spiritualized in my vision. No more three modes playing. You follow? Just like you take an apple, some of the apple, I was looking at it, you'll see some part of the apple is not completely ripened. It's becoming ripened. Like, not completely. Little bit part. What is that? Rajagun. Some part of the apple you'll see over-ripened. Little piece, maybe, is tamagun. And some part is like perfectly ripened, is sattagun. Even in one banana, one flower, anything, you will see three modes are everywhere. Trivir, Gineir, Mayir, Bhavir, Sarvamidam, Jagat. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, Trivir, Gineir, Mayir, Bhavir, Sarvamidam, Jagat. Whole world is under the spell of three modes. Everything, in everywhere. And Prabhupada said, you cannot offer Krishna anything material. Because Krishna is spiritual, he does not take material. So how do you offer? You have to establish this connection. Oh, Ishavasyam idam sarvam jatkincha jagatam jagat. Everything belongs to God. He owns it and he controls it. When you have that kind of connection, that kind of thought, then you can offer it. You follow? But if you don't know, you cannot offer it. The pujaris, when they go to the altar, this is pure goodness. How is possible they go to the altar? You may put logic. In their stomach is also some stool is there. Of course you don't think, I hope nobody thinks like that. But how do you understand? That's the point. That they chant, Naham vipra, na cha narapati, na vibhasya, na sudra, I am not a brahmana, I am not a kshatriya, I am not this, I am not this. Who are you? Gopi bhakta pada kamalaya dasa dasa anu dasa. I am a servant of the servant of the servant of that Krishna who maintains. This kind of attitude purifies our existence. Then you can enter. Follow? It is a consciousness. The whole movement is consciousness. First we have to be aware that we are conscious being and then Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada says. So this is very nice. So I hope everybody got it. Three. And then four, agatim. Agatim means if you don't know what you should be at us that will bind you, what you should be at us that will liberate you. বদ্ধ মুক্ত ফলগু যুক্ত নাহিক ভাবিহ একাকার সব। শিল ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত ঠাকুর সেজ ইফ দেবডি ডু নট থিঙ্ক এভরি ওয়ান অর এনিথিং অর এনি ওয়ান ইউ লুক এট অর ইউ টাচ অর ইভেন থিঙ্ক ইউ অলওয়েজ শুড থিঙ্ক ইমিডিয়েটলি উইল দিস থিঙ্কিং অর লুকিং উইল বাইন্ড মি অর লিবারেট মি। You mean like, oh, so much, Prabhu, oh, how much? Well, that's what you made of. And guess why you cannot think like this? Because that's called ignorance. You see outside the grass, trees, these are the body of the ignorance. When the consciousness goes dull, down, 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 down. Srila Prabhupada writes, Madhya Lila chapter 8, text 257, you can look at it. He said the Buddhists they become a rock and the Mayavadi become a trees. And I was tracing all these records, like where is this idea of conception coming? The whole world, you know how many grass on this lawn here? More than Alachua people. How many human in Alachua? The amount of grass right in one place is more than that entire. And these are all tamasic soul. The soul became so degraded. They don't care for God. They don't want anything. They're sense gratification. Go down, 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 they become grass. Prabhupada is very merciful. In Watsaka Avenue, the devotee asked Prabhupada, well, we are chanting on this road. What is happening, Prabhupada? Say, all this grass going to become human. They get liberation. Liberation doesn't mean goes to spiritual world. They just get a higher birth. Pierce through. Instead of going through all these 8 million life, next life, Haribol, I'm here. Where were you last life? Grass, devotees were chanting. So devotees are so merciful, they are blessing everyone. So this is very important. We should think, contemplate, always. It is natural for a soul to be active. And if you don't say that I'm not active all the time, that's your liar. Krishna says in 3.5, Bhagavad Gita, Mithyacharo Suchyate, Mithyacharo. You are a liar. Soul is eternally active. You follow? But tamagun pressure us not to think. Oh, just tired. No, that's tamagun. It's okay. We need to take care of the body. We are already there in this body. What can we do? But we have to be aware that ultimately soul's highest happiness is action, active. Very nice. Okay, so number 5 is agatim. And number 6 is pralaya chaiva. And if you don't go back, if you don't adapt Krishna consciousness completely, what will happen to you? You should be fully aware. Let's read the next one. I prepared too much, I think. The next paragraph, Prabhupada writes, such confidential devotees of the Lord are very much dear to the Lord, because they travel everywhere to preach the glories of the Lord in different capacity and try their utmost to convert the non-devotees of the Lord into devotees in order to bring them to the platform of sanity. What is sanity mean? What is sanity mean? Huh? Thank you. We should always remember there are 5 types of human being. In evolution of consciousness, we are not talking about Darwin evolution, that's a mutation and selection is different. He's not talking about consciousness. Krishna consciousness, we also believe in evolution, but that's called consciousness evolution. You follow? From the, there are 5 layers, covered, sankochita, shrinken, and then budding, then blossoming, fully blossom. It's a 5 layer. Aborita, sankochita, mukolita, vikoshita, purna vikoshita. But when you come to human, then there is another 5 layer of human being. One type of human are immoral atheists. Better than them is moral atheists. They are right now in this world. When you literally interview each person, you can put them one of the 5. Well, one of the three, mostly. Those two are very rare. And then above them is moral theist. And above them is the people religious, pious. They come to the churches, temple like this. They're interested in it. And above them is the pure devotee. So within human being, there is a five gradation. So here, sanity means that level. So bhakti, this is a very interesting. I'm going to read the next, because of the time, I'm going to read the next paragraph and then come back. Next paragraph, Prabhupada says, actually a living being cannot be a non-devotee of the Lord because of his constitutional position. But when one becomes non-devotee or non-believer, it is to be understood that the person concerned is not in a sound condition of life. The conditional devotee of the Lord treats such illusion living beings. Therefore, they are most pleasing in the eyes of the Lord. In your family life, when some brother, sister, or a child listen to you and execute, how do you feel? Versus another child who doesn't listen, doesn't care. Even though you care for both, but the one who listens, you really feel have some natural affection, isn't it? And the other person, you worry. So those who listen and follow, they are called Brahmana. Brahmana means the closest to Krishna, who listens. That's why Krishna says, I take care of them. Because they listen to him. You follow? Namo Brahmana Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya. So why Krishna is emphasizing this? That he cares for the Brahmanas? Because Brahmana means they listen what God has to say. And there are a lot of human beings don't have interest. They are called Sudra. Farthest, Sudra and Brahmana in one sense, those who are farthest from God, they are called Sudra. Of course, there is the qualities. And in between the rest. So here, very nicely, Prabhupada writes the sentence, the confidential devotee of the Lord treats such an illusion living being, therefore they are most pleasing in the eyes of the Lord. I really request everybody to read this 9.4.64. This is a beautiful verse. This is the Lord himself expressing to Ambarish Maharaj, to Durvasa Muni. He said, Naham Atmanam Asha Se Mad Bhakte Sadhubi Vina Sriyam Cha Ekantiki Yasam Gati Aham Para. Krishna says that I possess, I'm translating in my way, what I understand. Prabhupada gave a beautiful purport. The sloka says, Nayam Asanam Asase. I, as a Supreme Lord, possess all the six opulences in complete. But I never desire to enjoy any of my opulences without my devotees. Krishna never enjoys, even though he possesses, he owns. Krishna is the opulence, not that he has the opulences. He is the opulence, he made of. All the six opulences is him. But it is unlimited also. And Krishna says, I never enjoy anything without my devotee. That's why when a soul turns his or her face towards Krishna, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, in Golok Vrindavan, you know what Krishna does? The moment, every day when you start chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You know what Krishna does in the Golok Vrindavan, anybody heard? He starts dancing. Wow! Sean is coming back. God is dancing because you are chanting, you are sitting in the temple. How many million lives he was waiting, you will turn back, turn back, turn back. Finally you turn back, it makes him happy. For each devotee that we are coming back, it makes Krishna happy. He's so happy. Because he's going to enjoy all the opulences with you. He's waiting. So then question comes, When can we get love of Godhead and become pure devotee? It's not actually up to Krishna. Krishna already gave it. Tasmat uttishtato jaso labhishto. Krishna told to Arjuna, you get up. Get up from this illusion. Fight. Now look at, in the universal form, I already shown that everybody is dead. What do you have to do then? Mayeva nihita, purva mayeva, mayeva, by me, nihita, I already killed them. And Arjuna saw all of them that he is lamenting. Guru Dronacharya is entering into this devouring mouth, pralaya, very fearful, kala purusha, death. Bhishma already gone. Everybody is being worried, they are already dead. So what is Arjuna's duty? Nimitta matra bhava sabhasa. Become my instrument. That's all. Whether Arjuna cooperate or not cooperate, Krishna already designed what son going to get, what you going to get, what I'm going to get, what she's going to get, all done. His only thing we can do is our endeavor. He's what waiting for our endeavor. That's all. Only thing we can do is our endeavor, sincere desire to go back home. He already gave everything he wants you to have. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, such a wonderful purport. Prabhupada writes, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is self-sufficient, but to enjoy his transcendental bliss, he requires the cooperation of his devotees. Arjuna, can you allow Krishna to control you? No? Really? Then you will never have complaint in life. Because everything is sanctioned by Krishna. It's easy to say, sounds good. But then we cannot complain. Whatever happening in our life. Everything, anumanta, upadrasta, bhartta, bhokta, maheshwara, paramatmiti, chapi, yukta, devasmin, purushapara. Bhagavad Gita 13 chapter, Krishna says, I am sitting in your heart. I permit. I am observing what you are doing. Right now he is seeing also, I am talking. And he is also seeing whether you are listening or you are thinking something else. You may think like nobody watches. Thank you. But Krishna watches. Krishna says, upadrasta anumanta. This verse is such a funny. But Krishna is like a, in your back, like watching everything. Like what are you doing? You get like, wait. Am I thinking wrong? This is good. Krishna said you should be aware. So what Krishna wants from us, everybody got it? Cooperation. He wants cooperation. Then Prabhupada writes, he wants cooperation of his devotees like the coward boys, the gopis, to increase the transcendental bliss. Such pure devotees who can increase the pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are certainly most dear to him. So what we can do in our life right now in Alachua, in this temple, we can cooperate amongst us. You follow? Cooperation, Prabhupada said, it doesn't mean like a utopia, like we all are pure. No, I have a dirty nature, I know. But I don't allow it to like, I want it to purify, I don't allow it to execute, I don't act on it. It's not that no bad thought comes. Sure, bad thought comes so much in my life. But I don't allow it to execute, like this. You follow? We should not be artificial. And Prabhupada said, actually, we should not think like once you become devotee, like everything is perfect. You join. No. We are in a shower, as Prabhupada said. In a shower, dirt is going away by the cleaning. So we should appreciate and encourage each other to grow. That's what we should do. Okay, the last sentence. Such confidential devotee of the Lord are very much dear to the Lord, because they travel everywhere to preach the glories of the Lord in different capacity and try their utmost to convert the non-devotee of the Lord into devotee in order to bring them to the platform of sanity. Again, you mentioned that. Interesting. Okay, I'll end here. Any question? Any comment? Yes, please.
Question You said that Srila Prabhupada mentions five items that we can do every morning. I want to hear those.
No, he didn't say five items. I have to correct it. Prabhupada said if you do these things, then you'll be free from Maya. So then I listened the lecture again and again, and make, because that's how I my brain doesn't work. I put a number. First thing he said, you get up early morning. Don't get up before, after sunrise. Unless you are sick or something, I'm not trying to scare people on the line. But it is always healthy. If you want to make Prabhupada happy, we should follow him. He said, get up before sunrise, Brahma Muhurta time, fast. Pay obeisances to your guru. Then cook something to offer the Lord. And if you are not a cook, help your mother or whoever is cook. Make sure he or she, whoever is cook, you are, how do you say, assistant or some kind of, like a helpful. And third is, you honor the prasadam. Well, that part, I'm sure everybody knows how to do it. But when you honor the prasadam, you think of mercy. I just read the other day, Prabhupada said that when you see the food offered to God and you think mercy has come, then you are devotee. If you just eat without aware that mercy of the Lord, then you are non-devotee.
Wow.
That's scary. So we should be aware. In ultimate sense, that's natural for us. It's intention, it's counted. Our intention, not automatically. And then four is Prabhupada said, then chant. He didn't say 60 noun, at least in that lecture. He said, every day you should chant. And then the last one he said, read my book. He did say clearly, read every day. So if you do these five things, and then at the end of the last sentence he said, then you will, Maya will not touch you. You'll be free from Maya. So it's very nice things. I'm sure most all the devotee does, I hope. Or at least majority does. Is that okay? Thank you. Any other reflection? No. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Go. Thank you.